The hallways at Ganado High School are bustling in between classes, but they're not nearly as crowded as they were just 3 years ago.
I'm looking at a high school that in the mid-2000s run about 850 students, and now we're down to about 570, 580.
Principal Tom Rowland says he's losing about 100 students per year.
Families can't find jobs here.
Evelyn Begay, who's worked for the school district for 28 years, thinks she knows why.
They go to the urban areas to look for employment, and that's where they move their families.
Begay should know. All five of her children graduated from Ganado High School. All five went on to Arizona State University, and all five have stayed in the Phoenix area after graduation.
Even though you hear politicians say we're going to build jobs, we heard that 50 years, and we haven't seen any significant impact on employment for our young people. And as long as that's continuing, we're going to continue to lose our families, our children, to move away.
Strong winds are whipping tumbleweeds across the lone highway that runs through Ganado. There's almost nothing here in the way of local industry. The community's two largest employers are the hospital and the school district. That's why teachers and staff like Nathan Brady, who is the facility coordinator at Ganado High School, all tell students to leave the reservation behind when they graduate.
Every one of them is going to encourage them, go, go, get an education, get a job.
And when they get that education, Brady says,
they look back and there's nothing here. You know, there's nothing for them to build on. There's no employment. So they stay out there.
That's what Brady did. After graduating from high school 20 years ago, he enlisted in the Navy. But he recently returned to the reservation, turning down a duty station in Hawaii and full retirement benefits.
I'd rather be out here to see the stars at night. I'd rather be out here to hear the birds chirping. I knew I wanted to come back.
A lot of young Navajos feel that way. The reservation is isolated, it's desolate, the economy is stagnant, but it's home.
I think a lot of kids do want to come back. It's just that if they come back, then they're going to be stuck at home, not working.
Martin Kinlichi just graduated from Ganado High School, and in August, she will leave for the University of New Mexico in Gallup to study nursing. But unlike a lot of her classmates, she has definite plans to return. It's part of the reason she's choosing a career in nursing. She knows she can find a job close to home where she says she can help her people.
That's how I was raised, to come back and help my grandparents. We need a lot of help out here.
The population on the Navajo Nation is getting older. Two-thirds of those now living on the reservation are over 18, up 7% from a decade ago. But people in Ganado aren't that worried about what many call the brain drain. They're confident that the land, the culture, and the language will bring young people back when they're ready. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Crocker in Ganado, Arizona.